Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A follow-up report today with orchard operator, produce farmer, Sandy Deutsch of Spencer County, who operates a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture Operation. Typically, a client prepays for set deliveries throughout the season of whatever crops are in. That's the typical CSA model.
It is. They know approximately what we are growing, but they don't know when they're going to get it. With agriculture and growing your vegetables, you don't know if the crop's going to come or not, because of the weather factors and things.
She calls that the surprise CSA, but she also operates a pick-your-own style. Because she also sells regularly at a local farmer's market, that setup requires a prepayment contract, but the client can arrive weekly at her stand and select from what's available that day.
To the best of my knowledge, I'm the only one in Kentucky, but that's the CSA I've been doing. May not quite be 10 years, but I know it's been at least 7 or 8. And we really like it. Nobody has any problems with it, because when they come to the farmer's market, they get to look and see what we have, and it doesn't matter if it's pickles or jams or breads or if it's fruits and vegetables. They can get what they want.
In a minute, we'll have a website for you where you can locate CSA operations in your area. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
The Kentucky Ag Department assists community-supported agriculture with website support and an annual listing of CSAs across the state and relative contact information. Some offer value-added products along with produce. Some even specialize in locally grown meat products. Sandy Deutsch doesn't feature meats, but does offer several value-added products, very popular with customers.
I do all my own value-added. The only one that I do offer is I do offer a local honey. The beekeeper keeps hives on our farm and in turn allows me to sell some of the honey. But all of the value-added things are things that I bake or cook, process myself. And then everything else is the produce that comes off of our farm.
That website is kyagr.com, and just click on the CSA tab to explore CSAs in your area. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.